Now, would you say, in looking back over this period, that the socialist idea was stronger in those days than it is today in Canada, or was it part of the genesis of socialism?
That's pretty hard to answer. One could say it was stronger because more people adhered to it vocally. And then, what is one to judge when you deal with movements? And when I speak of the socialist movement, I'm talking of something far greater than is encompassed by any party. It's an ideology that becomes and is becoming increasingly pervasive. People who shied away from the term socialism accept it now. In fact, it's becoming so respectable that they have to change the name to something else, I suppose. See, people have horrors about terms, about words. And after all, what are words, language? But the raiment in which we clothe our thoughts. And the clearer we can express our thoughts in the language we use, the better. And one doesn't always use the same terms as someone else. But on that strike, there's no question about it. No matter what one's philosophical or political views were, they were as one on the side of the workers. And all that gang of soldiers coming back, who were met by citizens' committees, delegations on the trains, telling them horrible stories about Winnipeg and trying to corral them into their ranks. They wouldn't buy it. They organized the returned soldiers, and they were a powerful group in Winnipeg at that time. They kept order, too. There were thousands of them.
Now I'd like to question you a bit about the OBU. The OBU was a Western Canadian phenomenon.
Yes.
As I understand it. It didn't go much farther east than Port Arthur. Yet its main programmatic point was industrial unionism.
Yes.
Is that right? Now, why would a movement like that take such a hold in the West and at that point not have any great impact in the East?
Especially in BC?
No, I'm talking about the West. The West supported the OBU, if I understood.
BC is the West of the West, isn't it?
Well, the BC was represented.
Here you are the economics of British Columbia in those days. It's changed now. What you had were fishing grounds, logging camps, and mines. Now, here you have a basis not for organizing on any craft foundation, but by industry. What do you do with the logging industry? There was no organization there. The miners already had industrial unionism, because anyone working in the mine, machinist or whatever, was a member of the United Mine Workers. And the fishermen weren't organized. And there's nothing in the craft unions that made an attempt to organize the unorganized workers. The migrant worker, for instance, just as you see the phenomena now in Southern California of the lettuce pickers and so forth.
Well, yet when industrial unionism did finally take hold in Canada, it took hold, first of all, in Ontario. So would you say that just merely that the West was ahead of the times?
Not necessarily. The OBU was strangled by the powers of government, the reactionary forces of the international unions that wanted to maintain the dues and their hold on Canadian workers.
Are what you're saying?
This and the is a, employers.
This is a rather interesting.
You have it there.
This is a rather interesting point. maybe it's a bit high, my question I'm going to ask you may be a little hypothetical, but it's rather important. If there had been no general strike in Winnipeg, if there had been no general strike in Winnipeg, would the OBU have succeeded?
Ah. I think you're enough of a historian to understand that a hypothetical question can only be answered hypothetically. And I don't know. As I said one time here before, the mayor of this city, I think his name was Malkin, that I'm neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet. And he smiled. You know. We're on the water.
And you're not talking to one either.
Eh?
You're not talking to one either.
No. Well, Malkin smiled because I said, I'm not neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I have been referred to as the son of an entirely different order altogether. Well, no. This is it. How do I know? At the moment, it succeeded because they came in 1,000. There were over 5,000 loggers, and that was... Now you have one section of the loggers with over 5,000 in them in this province.
I ask that question hypothetically because it arises out of the point that Masters makes. He claims, and Professor Martin Robin agrees with him, that the real... the OBU was the real prisoner in the dock at the state trials.
It was one of them. We were all mixed up. But as you state, industrial unionism has taken hold in Ontario because these very workers, machinists, boilermakers, molders, etc., in the metal shops in Winnipeg that were denied collective bargaining are no longer in those craft unions. They're in one union called the United Steelworkers. That's from Toronto, isn't it?